Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down.
Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the Nerdverse.
Premiering Sunday, November 28th at 9 p.m., the History Channel introduces The Toys That Built America, a four-part docuseries that chronicles the toy titans whose imagination soared in the creation of billion-dollar empires and along the way gave life to iconic products like Monopoly, G.I. Joe, Silly Putty, Matchbox Cars, just to name a few.
Who taught us to imagine, to be adventurous, and to have fun? It was the inventors of the greatest toys of all time.
They were visionaries. They saw something that no one else saw.
They dreamed big.
Kids are not allowed to bring toys to school unless they fit inside a matchbox.
A light bulb goes off in Jack's head.
So you could dream bigger.
They sparked the imagination in ways that it's really hard to quantify.
The Toys That Built America. New series Sunday, November 28th at 9 on the History Channel.
Featured in the series is toy and pop culture expert Jordan Himbro, who you may also remember from Toy Hunter fame on the Travel Channel. He joins me right now on the show. Jordan, good to have you on this evening. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Just gearing up, ready for the season and the series.
All right. As I talk to you from my studio, I'm looking at some of the Matchbox cars I still have from my childhood more than 40 years ago. What is it about toys and their lasting impact on kids and adults alike?
You know, what I think is ever since we were children, you know, these toys that we grew up with, we have such an emotional connection to them because we've been taught and ingrained this sort of need to play and this need to create from such a young age that these toys really help facilitate that. And we want a piece of that back. We remember the happy times as a child. And I think that's really why these toys resonate so much with generations today.
That's a good point that you made there. Let's talk about this in a generational sense. The world today is very different from when I was growing up playing board games or with Hot Wheels and slot car tracks. I wonder, do kids still play with actual physical, tangible toys, or do they just play video games on consoles and iPads?
You know, it's funny. You bring up an interesting point because, you know, in my opinion, the sad fact is now mostly we are living in a digital age. It's everything on an app, on a phone, or on a video box. And I think to an extent, children are missing out on that really important, you know, social interaction that toys give you. I mean, when we were kids, we really went on a school playing field, or we went in a lunchroom and we toys with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something very, very special about that physical connection, that tangible toy that you can touch and feel. And I wish we had more of that.
With that as a great lead in, tell me about The Toys That Built America. What are some of the bits of history we'll get to learn along the way?
Oh, you're going to learn everything about some of the best and most iconic toys that we grew up with. You're going to learn about, you know, the incredible corporation Wham-O that was behind some of our favorite toys like Slip and Slide.
Yes.
and the Super Bounce Ball. You're going to hear about Frisbee and the Hula Hoop and how the Slinky was invented. Just good old-fashioned American toys that basically everyone had as a kid, or pretty much everyone you knew had one.
It walks downstairs, alone or in pairs. It makes the slinkity slam. A sling, a marvelous
That's
sling.
It.
Everybody
it's
knows a slinky. What about also that there's the toy and there's the marketing of the toy, which makes the toy a success? How much did the marketing play into this?
the marketing played everything. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when toy companies come out with a toy, they put millions behind, whether it be jingles or advertising campaigns, to really market these things to kids and adults in general, to consumers. But it's that catchy jingle, like Slinky, that Slinky song you just, you know, were singing, that we grew up with, that's ingrained in our head, that we remember time and time again. Cereal companies did that too with cereal, but mostly it's the toy companies, because you would catch yourself, you know, humming along and singing along to that toy song when you went to a toy store and you found your toy. And it really, really was this synergetic sort of relationship between the marketing companies and the advertising companies and the toy companies. And, you know, all together they created a $1 billion empire in these toys that we grew up with.
A more philosophical question. I wonder, since we don't have that same tactile connection to toys, I should say the younger generation may not. I wonder if they have this loss of innocence, the innocence that you and I had to play with these toys, to go into this imaginary world and not be bombarded by all these things which are serious and adult in nature. Do you think the change in the way that kids play with toys has impacted the speed in which they grow up, if you will?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's a tough question. It's a tough question to answer. You know, we're living in a different time right now. The kids these days, let's face it, the kids these days are under a lot more stress. They've got a lot more facing them ahead of them. It's a different world we're growing up in. But, you know, to their merit, they're also, the kids these days are a lot smarter. They're a lot more, they're exposed to a lot more. I would like to see a lot of kids, you know, harken back to that simpler time. You know, that's why the very sweet spot for children playing right now is like a toddler age up until about two, because, you know, companies like Fisher Price and you know, the child companies, they really cater to the kids at that young age, because by the time they're at 2 years old, they're playing video games already. So, right. You know, I'd love to see as much innocence kept in the kids these days as they can, because let's face it, once you get to be an adult, you've got the mortgage, and you got the kids, and you got the phone bill and the car insurance, and you've got your job, and you've got all everything else that life has to throw at you. You know, I'd love to see everyone stay a child just a little bit longer these days.
I agree with you on that. And I think one of the obstacles to that is, now we don't have toy stores like we used to. Are toy stores also a thing of the past, which are never coming back?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing too. You know, chains that guys like you and I grew up with, whether it be Child's World or Toys R Us, you know, I was a Toys R Us kid as well. Even stuff like Two Guys or you know, those chains, KB Toys that we grew up with, they're not around anymore. And unfortunately, everything's on the internet, or everything is very small mom and pop toy stores. But, you know, I think children, we'll never know the simple pleasure of getting up on a Saturday morning and maybe going to a toy store with their mom and dad. Everything is, you know, everything's a click of a button now on a computer, and we're gonna get it from Amazon and have it sent to our house in 2 days. But there is a certain simplicity and a certain joy, you know, with going to a toy store and flipping through action figures that you wanted, or flipping through games on a shelf. There's something very innocent and pure about that. I miss it. I absolutely miss it.
If I could leave you with one question, and an unfair question at that, let me leave you with this. Is there, to your mind, a singular toy or a singular moment in the growth of the toy industry which forever changed kids, or also even adults? Is there one particular product that stands out in your mind?
It would have to be the rise of the video game, going all the way back to Atari and Pong, the first video, like Pong.
Yes,
because that really harkened in the new generation. They harkened in the new generation. I mean, toys and entertainment for children and adults were never the same, because we were no longer on the floor playing with toys. We were on the floor playing a video game, staring at a television screen. And that forever changed it. That was a watershed moment from the moment video games hit the, you know, the home market with Atari and a television and ColecoVision. it just started it. And that was, and everything's changed.
That's just a little slice of what you're going to get starting Sunday, November 28th at 9 p.m. as the History Channel introduces The Toys That Built America, a four-part docuseries that chronicles the toy titans and how they change children and adults, future adults, here in America. Jordan Himbrough, thank you so much for helping to tell this story, and I hope we get to do it again sometime.
Me too. Thank you so much.
This is Tosh, also known as Carnival Jedi on all platforms, and I am here with another top five. It's cuffing season, I think. I don't really follow sports, so at the very least, I think it's cuddle weather. And in honor of that sentiment, I present to you my top five super couples. Number one, Rogue and Gambit, one of my favorite love stories. Mostly because even though it appears complicated, it's incredibly pure. Gambit creates biokinetic energy in Rogue. Well, she absorbs all energy. This makes their love dangerous. In the beginning, Gambit was a flirt, like he was with all of the women, and Rogue just laughed it off. However, he grew to realize that he had real feelings for Rogue, and eventually she came to feel the same. At one point, they both lost their abilities and they were able to live as a regular couple in California, living the dream. And just for fun, there is also a 5-issue mini comic series called Rogue and Gambit, if you love them as much as I do. Number 2, Vision and the Scarlet Witch. If you've seen WandaVision or any of the Avengers movie, you know that this is a special type of relationship. If you follow Wanda and Vision in the comics, you know that they have so many complications. Like the fact that Hawkeye professed his love interest in Wanda and kissed her. But she told him that she was in love with Vision. And you also know that Wanda's brother, Pietro, did not approve of their relationship because technically, Vision isn't even a person. Number 3, Black Panther and Storm. T'Challa and Aurora Monroe started out as friends when they were teens, and over time they grew closer and closer. T'Challa proposes to Aurora, and they plan their wedding as a peacekeeping attempt during a civil war, with Iron Man and Captain America on opposite sides. The couple temporarily joined the Fantastic Four at one point, which was really great for their relationship, but it seemed to take a turn after that. They eventually evolved into almost enemies, which makes it really hard to co-parent. Number 4, Carolina and Nico. Although the show, Marvel's Runaways, seemed like they kind of fast-tracked the relationship, the comic had them in a will-they-won't-they situation for about 2 years. First, Carolina pursues Nico. Nico rejects Carolina. Then Carolina meets Zavin, who is her betrothed, and then Zavin and Carolina leave Earth. Carolina comes back and rejects Nico now, who realizes that she has feelings for Carolina. Eventually, they do end up together. Number 5, Reed Richards and Sue Storm. Also known as Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Girl or Invisible Woman, after Reed made that fateful test flight to space with Sue, Johnny, Sue's brother, and Ben, Reed's BFF. If you think relationships are hard, try adding superpowers into the mix. Although they are the two founding members of the Fantastic Four, they took a temporary hiatus to become Avengers. Sue grew in her abilities, and she became a fantastic leader when Reed was presumed dead. Their love story is fun, sad, and complicated. That's my top five. I'll be back next week with more top five.
Hey, Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Our regular tech expert, Marcia Collier, is here. She has a new book out, Android Smartphones for Seniors. You may know her for eBay for Dummies, but we're not calling anyone dumb here. We're going to give you some helpful, needful, and insightful information to help you navigate through this world of Android and beyond. Marcia Collier, it's good to see you as I look at you through Zoom.
Well, it's great to see you too, Mo. And I just have to tell you, you know, everybody thinks about the For Dummies series as, I don't want to be called a dummy.
Right.
But it started, this series started, what, before the aughts? I mean, yeah. It made it self-famous for teaching people basics. And that's the thing about Dummies books. Even though they have more advanced stuff now, they have books that I don't even know. But I mean, Dr. Ruth still has Sex for Dummies. So it's basic stuff.
God bless
stuff.
Her. God bless her. But you are talking to someone, and you know this. We've gone back and forth. I have been with Android from the beginning. I have a new Pixel 6 phone.
Jealous.
Love it. I have a Pixel Book, which I'll eventually upgrade to the next iteration whenever that comes out. I'm looking forward to the Pixel Watch. And I'm not going to try to get too much in the weeds with Android OS and that kind of thing. But I wonder, for someone who is not like me, and that's the point I'm talking about, who has not come along with Android through the various fruit flavors, you know, through ice cream or what have you, how does someone even start? Because someone who has iOS, Apple, it's less, I would say, respectfully, there aren't as many bells and whistles. It's more uniform in its presentation, where Android is all about customization. Where do you even start? That's the question.
Well, you see, that's the thing. And we're going to start out at the outset and say, we're not dissing the iPhone or people who use the iPhone. It's a different choice. But when you use an Android phone, how many choices of keyboards do you have? And I'm not talking, you know, I don't like people uploading apps from unknown sources, but I mean, you've got Microsoft SwiftKey. If you're on Samsung, you've got the great key. They have a split keyboard.
Yeah, they do.
That's in high contrast colors. That's so easy to see. And like I said, this book isn't just for seniors. I mean, so many people don't know what their Android phones can do just for the basics, because the basics of Android are just magical, how you can make them work just for you. And do you know that there are people who don't know that if you hold down a letter key, you can get the different international symbols?
Yes. Right? Like if I'm going to type resume in the way that it's supposed to and want that E with the accent, I can't remember the actual terminology for it. I just hold down the E. Yeah, these are things that we're still learning as long-term Android users.
Using the diacritics, that's the word.
There's the word, okay.
You know, you may have international names. Like I have a friend called Soren who has a line through his O. But you can do it easily. And these are the things. And also, people didn't know that they can change their skin color.
For like emojis.
In the emojis. Mm-hmm. And I go through the emojis and how they are different and how you can use the emojis. And people just don't understand. And if you don't know what an emoji means, because I mean, there's some strange ones.
Yes, there are.
I give the places where you can look it up. I always out reference, and I don't talk to the websites ahead of time when I'm going to refer to them, because these are websites and products. For example, I used 7 phones when I wrote this book. My desk looked like a T-Mobile store because I tested everything on each different Samsung. My main phone was a OnePlus 9.
Oh, wow.
Pro. Great phone.
I'm jealous. Yes.
But I got to tell you, that Pixel phone was magical. So, you know, and all cameras really are great now on all the phones. And I have to respectfully say that I think they are better on Android. I have some pictures on my Flickr. And they're in the book, too, that where I shot the Northern Lights on an Android phone. It was a Huawei Mate 20. But it's perfect. And you could hold those pictures up to any single lens reflex camera. They're just beautiful. So these are the basics that people need to know. And that's why it's not just for seniors.
I may be all over the place, but hopefully you'll be able to focus me. But my wife also has a Pixel 6. And if you were to hold her phone and hold my phone, you would know that these are two very different people from just the just the color schemes, just the nature of how we have our icons, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just completely blanking as far as like the homepage, the landing page, the
Well, you've got your lock screen.
My lock screen, which is very different. Right. All of those things.
I have a picture of a tree. And when I get into my phone, I have a picture of my husband and I. So you can personalize it. Now, I realize iPhones can be personalized, but this I can change at any time. If it's the holidays, I can change it to a Christmas tree. I can change it to a Hanukkah bush. I can do anything I want. And it's simple. And these are the things in the book that people don't know how to do, and it's easy to do.
In your conversations or just use of Android phones, what do you think has been the biggest obstacle or hurdle for people to either understand, use, or get just a basic, rudimentary functionality understanding of?
Well, you see, the thing is, people think it's complex, which it really isn't. Oh, I can't do Android. There's so many choices. There's so much to do. And I'm sticking with my iPhone. And they don't even realize that they don't know half of what they can do on an iPhone.
Right, so, right. So, where the choices are just made for you, I would say.
Exactly. The choices are made for you. And so they don't understand the customization. And like the do not disturb and the different functions of it that are a little different than iPhone. And I got to tell you about emergency mode. And I won't go into the fine details, but I want to tell you, all phones tell you to set up your emergency mode. Now that I went and spoke to five LAPD fire captains. When you get hit by a bus, they do not look at your phone. That is the last thing they look at.
Right.
So you've put all this information in your phone. And if you lay your phone down on a bar and a bad actor sees your phone, swipes up for the emergency information, they can take a picture. Get all your personal details, and now you're really exposed. So it's not the best idea to do it. So in the book, I give you alternate ways to do it.
I love this information that you're giving because it's practical in nature. But what about someone who says, well, isn't this kind of contradictory? You're talking about technology, but you're putting it in a book, which seems antithetical to the whole subject matter. How can I learn about my phone through a printed book?
Well, first of all, the book has an incredible index. So if you have a question about anything, you look it up in the index or the table of contents. It's in full color so you can see the screens. It's in large-er print. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about large, that big, giant print. It's in large-er print, which all of us over, let's say, 40 would appreciate. It's easy to read, and you can find what you're looking for.
I'm out of time with you, Marsha Collier, but I know people are interested in you, what you're doing, how they can find Android smartphones for seniors and your other works as well. How can they go about doing that?
Well, my book, Android Smartphones for Seniors, is everywhere in every brick and mortar store. It's in England. It's all over the world. So it just came out. I mean, that's it. It's new. And I'm really thinking for the price, it's an incredible gift for anybody who wants to use Android or uses Android and doesn't know all the benefits.
Marsha Collier, it's always good to see you. And hopefully we'll get together in person now that we're coming through this pandemic. Fingers
we're having
crossed.
A Christmas party, right?
Amen to that. Always love seeing you. Let's do it again sometime soon.
Mwah. Mwah. Oh, I love you. Happy holidays.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tuala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show, weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.